Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Burn the Boats by Matt Higgins is a motivational leadership and performance book built around a single provocative idea. Real transformation often begins when you remove the escape hatch. Drawing on Higgins' background in business building, investing, and advising high performers, the book argues that many people carry a quiet plan B that dilutes focus, blunts courage, and keeps ambition safely theoretical. Instead of treating optionality as security, Higgins reframes it as a hidden tax on commitment. The narrative blends personal lessons, coaching style frameworks, and stories from entrepreneurs, athletes, and leaders who achieved outsized outcomes by making decisive bets on themselves. Rather than promoting reckless risk, Burn the Boats emphasizes calculated conviction, getting clear on what you want, aligning your environment with that goal, and taking the kinds of actions that make retreat inconvenient. It is written for readers who feel capable of more but keep hesitating at the edge of difficult change. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the Plan B problem and the psychology of half-commitment. A central theme of the book is that Plan B is not merely a backup option, but a mindset that quietly shapes behavior. When an exit remains easy, people tend to conserve energy, delay uncomfortable choices, and protect their ego from the possibility of failure. The book explores how this half-commitment shows up in everyday decisions, pursuing a big goal while keeping one foot in a safe role, making tentative moves instead of bold ones, and choosing strategies designed to avoid embarrassment rather than maximize results. Higgins frames commitment as a performance multiplier because it changes what you are willing to do on hard days, how much feedback you tolerate, and how consistently you execute. This topic also highlights the difference between responsible risk management and emotional hedging. The book encourages readers to examine whether their backup plans are genuine safeguards or rationalizations that preserve comfort. By recognizing the subtle ways optionality drains intensity, readers can identify where they are negotiating with themselves and why progress feels slower than their potential suggests. Secondly, conviction with a calculator, making bold moves without being reckless, Burn the Boats pushes for decisive action, but it does not glamorize blind leaps. This section of the book focuses on disciplined boldness, choosing high-stakes goals while thinking clearly about constraints, trade-offs, and timing. Higgins emphasizes that conviction works best when it is paired with preparation, including honest assessment of strengths, a realistic understanding of the competitive landscape, and a plan for sustaining effort longer than expected. The book encourages readers to define the downside and decide what they can truly afford to risk, then to stop treating fear as evidence that the goal is wrong. Instead, fear becomes a signal that the goal matters and that additional structure is needed. Readers are guided to shift from vague hope to concrete commitments, such as measurable milestones, resource allocation, and accountability mechanisms that force follow-through. The theme is especially relevant for entrepreneurs and career switchers who must balance ambition with responsibilities. The practical takeaway is a framework for committing fully while still making smart, informed bets. Thirdly, identity, standards, and the decision to become the person who wins. Another major idea is that sustained success is driven less by bursts of motivation and more by identity and standards. The book argues that people often attempt to reach new outcomes while keeping the same self-concept, habits, and tolerance for discomfort. Higgins highlights the role of personal standards as invisible guardrails, what you will and will not accept from yourself, how you respond when performance slips, and whether you default to excuses or ownership. In this topic, the book connects the act of burning the boats to an identity shift, where you stop auditioning for your future and begin operating as the person you intend to be. That means making choices that align with long-term goals, even when short-term emotions push in the opposite direction. It also means embracing a new level of responsibility for relationships, reputation, and skill development. By elevating standards, readers reduce decision fatigue because many choices become automatic. The larger point is that full potential is unlocked when identity, behavior, and goals are aligned, and when you stop giving yourself permission to retreat into old versions of yourself. Fourthly, environment design, building a life that forces your best work. The book underscores that willpower is unreliable, so the smarter approach is to design an environment that makes excellence easier and retreat harder. Higgins discusses how high performers engineer their surroundings through routines, social circles, incentives, and constraints. This includes choosing partners, mentors, and teammates who raise the bar, as well as limiting exposure to voices that normalize mediocrity. It also involves operational decisions such as structuring your schedule around deep work, setting public commitments that increase accountability, and removing habitual distractions. Burn the Boats frames environment as a strategic advantage. If your calendar, relationships, and daily systems are aligned with your goals, momentum becomes the default. This topic is particularly valuable for readers who repeatedly start strong and fade, because it addresses the real culprit, a life designed for convenience rather than performance. The book encourages readers to treat their goals like a business strategy, where inputs and incentives are intentionally built. By shaping the context in which decisions happen, readers improve consistency, resilience, and the likelihood that bold intentions translate into meaningful results. Lastly, resilience and recovery. Turning setbacks into fuel, Burn the Boats acknowledges that full commitment increases exposure to failure, rejection, and uncertainty. This topic focuses on how resilient people interpret setbacks and continue executing. Instead of treating adversity as a verdict on capability, the book positions it as information and training. Higgins emphasizes learning loops, analyzing what happened, adjusting strategy, and returning to action quickly rather than getting stuck in rumination. The book also addresses the emotional side of resilience, including shame, imposter feelings, and the temptation to retreat to safety when progress is slow. By removing Plan B, readers are encouraged to build internal stability through skills, relationships, and habits that support recovery. This can include seeking candid feedback, maintaining physical and mental stamina, and celebrating process wins that reinforce persistence. The key insight is that resilience is not a personality trait reserved for a few, but a set of behaviors that can be practiced. When setbacks are expected and metabolized effectively, commitment becomes sustainable, and the pursuit of big goals feels challenging without becoming destabilizing. In conclusion, this book is best suited for ambitious readers who sense they are underperforming relative to their capability, including entrepreneurs, leaders, high-potential professionals, creators, and anyone standing at a crossroads where comfort competes with growth. It can also help people who have tried self-improvement content before but still struggle to follow through when the path becomes inconvenient. The benefit is practical and psychological. Burn the Boats encourages a cleaner decision, then supports it with frameworks for disciplined boldness, higher standards, and environment design that makes consistent action more likely. Readers can apply the ideas to career moves, business launches, fitness or learning goals, and leadership challenges, where wavering commitment is the real bottleneck. Compared to similar motivation-driven books, this one stands out through its insistence on removing hidden escape routes while still respecting calculated risk. It does not simply tell you to believe in yourself. It pushes you to align your calendar, relationships, and identity with the outcome you want. If you want a book that pressures you into honest commitment and gives you tools to sustain it, it is worth buying. If you would like to support Matt Higgins, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.